You'll remember that last week I chatted with David Zeidel, who hosts the Ort Jet Business Show that will begin later today at 6. So there's a shout out to watch that. And I love listening to David's show. He always profiles the most interesting people. And last week I spoke to him about his book, Life on the Run. And this week, and David's on the line, we are talking about his book, In Basic Business Calculations. And in this book, David exposes a surprising weak link in corporate performance: basic number skills. He argues that far too many business professionals struggle with everyday calculations, not because they lack intelligence, but because fear, over-reliance on tools, and muscle memory loss have left them mathematically limp. I like that, mathematically limp. David, thanks for joining us. You're in Umhlanga, if I'm not mistaken, on holiday.
Yes, I'm actually standing here looking at the waves, which is quite amazing.
You had to get that in, didn't you? Because I'm sitting here looking at Craig. And I mean, no offense, Craig, but I'd rather look at the waves.
Yeah. I'm just saying, please use it if the noise of the waves is drowning out the interview.
Not at all. We don't hear it. David, when you say a lot of people lack basic number skills, what do you mean?
So, a lot of people have grown up and they've been told at some stage, you're not the numbers kind. And they told that once or twice by somebody who's trying to be kind, by a teacher or a parent. And it's what I call learned incompetence. And once you think you can't do something,
you can't.
You told it once and then you just carry repeating it to yourself. And it's, if you can, my basic business calculations is just to try and get people over that hurdle to see, okay, maybe you can do the numbers. And anything that you don't do, you become weak at. Anything that you do do, you become stronger at. And it's like anything. It's just going to the, I don't know, the numbers gym and just doing the work. And so the book really takes you through the basics of some of the calculations that are needed. A calculation like a percentage increase is so simple to do once you know how to do it. And I've found that a lot of people can't do it. But once you know how to do it, that same calculation and thinking repeats itself in so many different calculations. So it's almost like getting one tool that works everywhere.
What you say about school is so true. I mean, we were always told you're either good at English and history or you're good at maths and science. Do you not, though, think that our brains are wired to be either left brain or right brain? I mean, I'm interested that you think that anyone can really overcome the idea that they're not good at numbers.
Yeah, so our brains are wired differently, but here's the interesting thing. We wire our brains ourselves. We decide what we're going to be good at.
Yes.
And you can be wired both ways. You can be more wired the one way or the other way, but what some people think and believe is, I'm not the numbers kind, and then They ignore it completely. And anything you ignore, you can't be good at. So the book takes you through, it's not a psychological, it sounds like I'm talking about a psychological book, but it just takes you through some of the basics for people to see, you know what, maybe I can be the numbers person I thought I wasn't.
You describe in the book business calculation skills as, and I'm quoting you, astonishingly weak due to an irrational fear of numbers. Dave, what's the most common and costly misstep you see in companies today?
So the biggest mistake is thinking that you can't do it. And then you turn a blind eye to numbers. And I come across a lot of people who are in the HR field, and they go into the HR field because they're smart, but they think, I can't go into a field with numbers. And when they get there, they realize even in HR, there are numbers everywhere. Anything that you're doing business-wise, there are numbers. And once you learn that basic skill, it's not about becoming an accountant. It's just about being able to use numbers in whatever you do.
For professionals who've avoided maths since school, and I would kind of put myself there, what's your go-to method for reactivating those dormant skills?
So it's the same method for anything. Just start doing it. Start with the absolute basics. Anything that you can't do today, if you start working on it, you will be able to do it in the future. And there's a quote that I love, which says, today, what you find difficult to do will one day just be your warm-up. And it just means whatever you carry on doing, you will get stronger at it.
Yeah, we have Karen WhatsApping in saying that she also struggles with numbers. Just a reminder, I am chatting with David Zeidel, who has written this book, Basic Business Calculations. And the first two people to WhatsApp the name of the book to 061-895-1019 win themselves a copy of that book. David, who's the book written for?
So it's written for anybody in business. And in fact, not only who's it written for, but how long ago has it been written? So this book actually is, it's not a new book. It's been out for over 20 years. And it's sold over 25,000 copies over that amount of time. So it's what exclusive books used to call an evergreen. And it's anyone in business could need it.
And would you say that what you wrote 20 years ago is as relevant and as topical and as much needed today as it was then?
So I do a lot of lecturing at different business schools, and I find out that the book is still relevant to them and still relevant to people. And I bump into people that bought the book years ago, and they say how some of them keep it in their top drawer, and it's just about using those numbers, about that kind of looking at the numbers as they go through the book. That, you know, if you need a calculation and you can't remember what it is, then you can just open the book to the right page and find what how to do that calculation.
You highlight,
and it's just giving, it's like giving confidence, that's all.
You highlight in the book tools like break-even analysis, ratios, project evaluation. Which one do you think leaders most often misinterpret, and what are the consequences?
So the most calculation, that, or the calculation I've seen that people misdo the most, is a calculation of a percentage increase. And that calculation is repeated itself again and again when one looks at break-even analysis or anything like that. So people just, you know, if you can't calculate what a percentage increase is, then you don't know how things have grown over time. And that same calculation is looked at people who look at budgets and want to see how the budget is growing over the different categories. So it might sound complicated, but, you know, when you break things down, and that's why the title is basic, it's basic business calculations. It just takes you through the simple things.
And but isn't that why we have, you know, computers and calculators? I mean, I don't think I know how to break down a percentage.
Yes. So if you're using an Excel spreadsheet, you've got to put the formula in. You've got to know what you're looking at.
Mm.
The thing is, you don't know how the calculation is constructed, then the interpretation becomes difficult. So when you're analyzing something, I like to look at it as the what, the so what, and the now what. The what is, what are you looking at? The so what is, so what is the meaning about that? And if you don't understand the construction of the calculation, you might not get to, well, what does that really mean?
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And then the last step is the now what. Now we got this information. Now we know what it means. What do we do about it? And that's, you know, you talk about running the business show. That's what a lot of these business people are talking about, is taking action. But you need to know, based on what are you taking the action?
How can senior leadership shift corporate culture so that number crunching is viewed as a core skill and not a back office nuisance?
You know, they don't need to do it because it is known as a core skill already. So it's not that anyone's got to be told that. Everyone understands that it's a core skill. And some people try to fool themselves and saying, well, I don't need to know how to look at numbers. Eventually, you find that you actually do. It's like saying, as a baby, is walking a core skill or not? It's part of what being a person is about, yeah.
You include in the book hands-on exercises throughout. Which one regularly surprises professionals with its simplicity and impact?
So I don't know which one of those applies to other people. What I did is, when I was studying, I had a fantastic finance book, and they had great examples at the end of the book, and then they gave the answer. And often I kind of got a different answer and thought, well, how did they get there? So I kind of learned from their mistakes and their mistakes, or the, when I give the answer, I give a whole calculated breakdown so that you, at least you can follow through with how it was calculated.
A reminder that the book is called Basic Business Calculations, and if you WhatsApp me on 061-895-1019, the first two people will receive a free copy of the book. David, before I let you go, can you just give us a taste of who and what we can expect in your show later today?
Yes, so first of all, just the fact that nobody has phoned in or WhatsApp to get the book just shows you how people avoid numbers.
No, David, I didn't say that. I mean, there's hundreds that aren't texting. I just haven't had a chance to read the names. But what does it show? What does it prove?
I think it just proves that people are scared of numbers and they kind of, I don't need a book like this because either I know it or I'll never know it. And the book is trying to get you away from I'll never know it. If you know the numbers, that's cool. But if you think you'll never know it, that's wrong. And just for those who want to know what's in the book, there's a thing on business graphs, how graphs can be misleading. I talk about percentages and ratios, a basic understanding of the stock exchange, some statistics, project evaluation methods, and then how do you manage or how would you look at management accounts and analyze it.
And we have Shimon Shapiro. He has just WhatsApped in and given the right answer. So Shimon, well done. You've won yourself a copy of the book. And there's a challenge there still for one more person to WhatsApp in. Sorry, David, I interrupted you.
Okay. Yeah, so tonight, interestingly enough, we've got Nadia Bilcic.
Ah.
Now, some of you might remember Nadia Bilcic. She started off at Mnet many, many years ago and then joined CNN. She's famous for being the South African on CNN, and she's going to be talking about progressing through the world of communication and how best to communicate and get your story across.
And she was recently in South Africa, and she's a lovely person. I know she actually ran a training session at Ort that I attended, which was really, really informative.
Yeah. So she was recently here. She's still got family here. But tonight, again, it's going to be a challenge for Craig.
So he's listening.
Craig's going to be sitting in the high studio. I'm going to be in Umhlanga, and Nadia's going to be in Atlanta, and he's got to coordinate all three of us.
Well, you know, modern technology. Do you need to know numbers to be able to do that?
When you do. If he can't do that, then I'll tell you something. His number's up.
We'll give the second copy of the book to him.
Okay,
or I might just need to take it. That's David Zeidel, who hosts the AuthJet Business Show tonight at 6. And as you heard, he'll be interviewing Nadia Bilcic and the author of the book Basic Business Calculations. David, you go into the sea and we'll continue here in a cold studio in Joburg. Not that I'm jealous or anything.